want to welcome you this morning, and we're going to put it on the screen every now and then. We're going to show it to you. It's called the Door of Faith Christian Church, but we are an institute of learning. We want to make sure you get wisdom here, knowledge here, and understanding. This is what we want to give you. You may already have wisdom. You just started. Wisdom is a principal thing. It's first. But you got to get knowledge. I have to put knowledge, Proverbs chapter number 1, 2, 3. Knowledge have to go into your soul. That means I have to put the knowledge in you by the Holy Spirit. My purpose is to take you to understanding. If you don't understand, you can't keep it. If you don't understand how to drive, if you don't understand how to anything, you cannot do it next week. All right, once you understand something, if you ever rode a bicycle, you say, I got it. You can go on a bicycle 20 years later, and you can still ride that bicycle. All right, because you understand. So my job is to bring you to understand it. That's my assignment, okay? Just like Moses' assignment was to take the children of Israel from one place to another, from Egypt to the promised land, by the way of the wilderness. That was their assignment. So you have to know your assignment. My assignment is to bring you to understanding, all right? And that's what I need you to do. That's why you hear me always say, listen, because I'm not done. I'm just giving you knowledge. You got to get to understand it. I've been in the ministry that signed 44 years, and there are some things I'm coming into the understanding of, all right? Now, this morning, go to 2 Timothy. It's where we get our teaching today. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. And I want to start off with verse 7 because this is what the Apostle Paul gave Timothy in 2 Timothy. This is what Paul gave Timothy. You are here to get a Bible teaching education. You can't get this from school. Now, I might have to end up teaching in school. I know that's possible. I already know my future, so I may have to teach the Bible in a college, in a setting like that. But I'm not knocking that down because God showed me a whole lot of stuff. But anyway, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7 and 8, the Apostle Paul is bringing to. See the word on that institution? All right, that's what this is. We are an institution of wisdom. Now, God woke me up and said, I want you to start letting the people know that we are an institution of wisdom, of knowledge, understanding. So when you come here, you're going to need a pencil, you need a paper, you need a Bible. You in school now, all right? And I'm the teacher, or the Holy Ghost is, all right? The Holy Ghost is, all right? So my thing is don't interfere with my job. I don't interfere with yours. I got an assignment, all right? Now, verse number 8, consider what I say. Now, Paul is talking to Timothy. Consider what I say. Think carefully about before you make decisions. That's what it means to consider. Think careful before you make decisions. Consider what I say. And the Lord give you understanding in all things. So he's telling Timothy, listen, you got to think carefully about the word before you make decisions. All right? Consider what I say. And the Lord give you understanding because that's what he's going to take you to. Remember, don't forget, that's what it means to remember. Don't forget that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Wherefore, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go down to verse 2 Timothy 2, 15. Verse 15, steady to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So I'm going to be talking about rightly dividing the word of truth. That's my subject. Rightly dividing the word of truth. And the two things that we are rightly dividing, starting off, because there's a lot of things I'm going to be showing you how you can rightly divide the word of truth. You can rightly divide spirit and soul. See, when I teach you the gospel of the kingdom, and I'm showing you that why we don't teach the gospel of the kingdom, because the gospel of the kingdom is for the soul. The gospel of the kingdom message is for the converting of the soul. All right. Now, this morning, if you was in my teaching, I'm going to take you to some of those things here and show you that. But I want to give you two words, and I'm going to remind you, I'm not going to be able to go to them like I did this morning. But I gave you two words this morning. I gave you the word before, and I gave you the word since. So that's what you got to understand. Before. The word before means first. What did God first had on his mind before Adam ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? What was his plan? Don't think Satan messed up God's plan, because he did not do that, if you understand what God did. God says, let us make man, watch this, in our image, after our likeness. So God had to make Adam first before he could make man in his image and after his likeness. So God started out making man the dust of the earth, breathing to man's nostril the breath of life. Man did not have the spirit in him. So God continued. He already in his plan had Satan to pervert. And now Eve will fall. Adam will fall away from his plan. But it was not over, because the final analysis was that men will be multiplied on the face of the earth. So that was what God wanted. If God did not allow that to happen, he wouldn't have had nobody but Adam and Eve. So he had to let them fall into the flesh so they could think flesh, so they can have children of flesh. Now God will come at 2,000 years or 4,000 years later from the time of creation, 4,000 years later, and finish making man. To finish making man, man would now be created sons of God. What God wanted in the beginning was sons of God. But he had to first make Adam and then give Adam a soul. Adam is a soul man. He could not create man spirit. Man had to be born again. So God had to allow man to come, eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and then now be born again in his second creation when God came, Jesus came. Now he born man again. He created man again, this time spirit. So he now have his spirit and his soul and his body. Now man is complete. That's why Paul says put on the screen for me, Colossians 2:10, Ephesians 2:10. Those are God's creation, and God's creation is complete. In the beginning, they began to make man. At the cross, he finished making man. All right, we're waiting on those two things. Colossians 2:10, Ephesians 2:10, regardless of which one you got. All right. From the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. See, man did not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If he had, he would have lived forever. But God would have only had one man. Now that one man and one woman had to reproduce the earth with all of the children of God. Jesus came, died, buried, and raised again from the dead, and reborn every person at one day. That's what Christ did on the cross. He reborn. That's Titus chapter 3, verse 3 through verse 7, especially verse 5. All right. Now, we're there now. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus on the good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in. So God created us in Christ Jesus. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 10. See, that's why he tell you, now you're complete. You was not complete in the old covenant. That's why he had to die, buried, and raised again from the dead to make you complete in Christ. You could not be complete until God put you in Christ. Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 10, you are now complete in Christ, which is the head of all principality and power. I don't have time to teach on that right now, but they're just two scriptures I can give you. All right, now I gave you two words, the word before. The word before means first. All right, and I'm just going to give you two of this time. I'm going to give you Ephesians 1 and 4. Ephesians chapter 1 and 4. Before, the message that we preach is before. The word before. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. Before. The gospel of Christ is not since the foundation of the world. The gospel of Christ is before. Ephesians 1 and 4 says, according as he has chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. So God chose you in Christ before the foundation of the world. That's the gospel of Christ. God created you in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. So you have to understand, he chose you in Christ before the foundation of the world. But when he came to the cross, now he created you in Christ. Ephesians 2:10. Then there's one more, and that's 2 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse 9. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9. We're talking about before the foundation of the world. 2 Timothy 1 and 9. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9. So it tells you what God did before the foundation of the world. One of them, that he created us in Christ before the foundation of the world. I want 2 Timothy 1 and 9. All right, 2 Timothy 1 and 9, there we go. Who has saved us. See, you are not in grace, you're not trying to get saved. He has, he already saved you. The Lamb has already died, been slain before the foundation of the world. Since the foundation of the world. So your salvation, now if you're in the gospel of the kingdom, you're trying to get saved. You go to any church that teaches the gospel of the kingdom, they are there to get souls saved. That's why you have this little old booklet. It's called what? Romans Road. Some of y'all still don't remember, huh? Romans Road. Romans Road is telling you how to be saved. Follow this road. We don't follow no Roman road in here. That's how to be saved. Most church folks go to church, don't know Christ died on the cross and saved you. So they're still trying to get saved. You already saved, you just don't have the Holy Spirit in you. So when you go to church, that's why you go to church. So man can preach the right gospel, which is the gospel of Christ, is the power of God unto salvation. You can't receive the Holy Spirit unless you believe the gospel of Christ. Now, under the gospel of the kingdom, you were saved. But you say because of one word, you were converted. So you go to any church that don't preach the gospel of Christ, they are to get you saved by converting you. To convert you means to win you over to their denomination. They are to make Kojic out of you, make Catholics out of you. That's why most people don't know who they are. They don't know they're Christians. See, that's who God made you. You ask 99% of folk go to church, you ask them, who are they? And they say, I'm a Catholic. I'm a Baptist. I'm a Methodist. I'm a Kojic. Why? They don't know they're Christians. See, that's who God made you. But because people don't know who God made them, God made you, Galatians 2:20 says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Not my faith. If you're in religion, tradition of men, you have your own faith. Everything you get, you got to have your faith. Girl, your faith in. Well, you got to put your faith. Everything's your faith. That's not in Christ. That's not in the gospel of Christ. In the gospel of Christ, you have no faith. You live by the faith of the Son of God. Everything is His. That's why people holler about, man, my faith ain't working. You're right, it's not working. Not in grace. All right. There's no work in grace. All right. Now, we're in 2 Timothy 1 and 9. It said, who has saved us, forgive me, and called us with a holy calling. He's already saved you. He's already called you. Not according to our works, but according to His, watch this, own purpose and grace. Own purpose and grace. God's purpose and grace was given to us, first of all. His purpose and grace was given to us also before the foundation of the world began. Before the world began. So God already had grace for you. So you have to find out what God already has for you. You can't get more of God. You already got God. God has everything. And I'm going to show you all the gifts of the Spirit. It's not in the Holy Ghost. It's in Christ. Christ is the tree of life. Life is in the Son. He that hath the Son hath life. So God gave it His Son. He would not give you the Son without the Holy Spirit. He put His Spirit in His Son. That's how He was able to give you the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit only came on you, not in you. So I'm talking about today, 2 Timothy 2:15, rightly dividing the word of truth. First of all, this word sense. Hebrews 4:3, give you one verse. God's works were finished since the foundation of the world. The word since is time. So when the Bible talks about the gospel of the kingdom, let's go to a verse in Matthew 24. No, I got some stuff I told you I want to start. Let's go back to Joel chapter number 2, and we're going to go to Malachi. Matter of fact, we're going to start at Malachi. Let's go back to Malachi first. Malachi is the book before Matthew. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, I'm going to show you something in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So make sure you put that in your notes. Please, I need somebody to keep notes. I mean my notes. That means when I ask for something, you know where my notes at. Don't put my notes with your notes. My notes, I want you to put down Matthew 28. And I want to show you, I'm going to give you three books I'm going to show it to you out of. I'm going to show it to you out of Matthew, out of Mark, Matthew 28, 16 through 20. Then I'm going to take you to Mark 16, 14 through 20. Then I'm going to show you Luke 24, 44 through 53. I'm giving you all of that, but I'm not going to read all of that. And then I'm going to take you to Acts chapter 2, verse 36 through 42. And I'm going to show you that those three things I gave you out of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42, they call them the apostles' doctrine. People who follow that is the apostles' doctrine. That's not what God gave you. All right. Now, we are going to Malachi, the book before Matthew. This is where I left off this morning. The book of Malachi, and then we're going to go to Joel. Malachi chapter 4. Now, Malachi chapter 4, verse 1 on your screen. Malachi 4, 1. It called it the day of the Lord. He said, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of righteousness arise with healing in his wings. You shall go forth and grow up as calves in a stall. And you shall tread down the wicked. You shall tread down the wicked. For they shall be as ashes under your feet. And then the Bible said, under the sole of your feet, in the day that I do this, said the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with statutes and judgment. Now, I want to say that before I go anywhere else. He's not talking to you. He's talking to Israel when they were under the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom lasted for 40 years. You have to take Jesus, when God killed the lamb, you have to line that up with Jesus' death on the cross and go 40 years forward. That's how you find out the gospel of the kingdom. Israel's time in the wilderness was 40 years. From the time the lamb was killed all the way until they got to the promised land and went into the promised land, it was 40 years. Moses had 3 years of 40. Moses was in Egypt for 40 years till he found out that he was a Hebrew. Then he left. Then he had 40 years with his wife and family. So that's what Jesus was, 40 years with his wife and family. His wife is Israel. That's why when I read you Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, Jesus is in Mount Zion. Mount Zion, the city of the living God. That's why his wife had to already be taken out if he's going to be with her. Then after that, we saw 40 more years, Moses came to Israel as a deliverer. So when I show you in the book of Romans, chapter 9, I think verse 23, somebody can quote that on me. Romans 9, 26. 11, 26, forgive me. Romans 11:26, when Jesus come back after his 40 years, he will be like Moses came to Egypt as their deliverer. So you have to know Moses. If you don't know Moses, you don't know Jesus. All right? Jesus' ministry was the gospel of the kingdom. They had to go to grace. The gospel of the kingdom, they had to go through the gospel of the kingdom to get the grace. So that's why you got to understand, when you get to grace, you have got to a place where there's no more work. You have gotten to what God intended you to be. Get this 9 o'clock services, and that's sons of God. You could not have sons of God under the gospel of the kingdom. You can only have kings and priests. Get this morning tape. He made Israel a royal priesthood, a holy nation, kingdom of priests. That's why when you read Revelation 5 and 10, you will see all that. All right, but that's not your ministry. You are not a royal priesthood. You're not a kingdom of priests. You are not angels. You people, what they got, they wane. You are not angels. You're not flying nowhere. God made you a son. That's why John 12:24, he gave his own son. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, going to abide alone. But if it dies, it's going to bring forth more fruit. We are the body of Christ. Each one of us is God's seed. We are God's seed. We are God's children. We have Christ in us. That is what you got to understand. Already Christ in you, but no, you in Christ through creation, which Christ got to be in you through the word. That's Ephesians 3:6. You got to believe the gospel, and then Christ come in you. Ephesians 1:13-14. You believe the gospel of your salvation, the Holy Spirit comes in you. Christ will come in you. All right? So you got to understand, you in Christ, that's creation. You were created in Christ. Ephesians 2:10. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. You're a new creation, but you got to make sure Christ is in you. If not, then you lost. That's why the people of Romans chapter 7, Jesus said to them, they cast out devils. We cast out devils in your name, Lord. We did all these wonderful works in your name. Jesus said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I don't know you. See, that's what happened to Israel. So don't think because they was in the kingdom, because they can cast out devils and speak with tongues, that they were saved. Because they were not God's children. And in the gospel according to Matthew, even the devil, Satan, cast out devils. Before the devil entered Jesus' chariot, he cast out devils. He was one of the 12 that God gave power to cast out devils in Matthew chapter number 10, verse 1. But later on, Satan entered into him because he was not a believer. So you got to understand something. That's why God said to them in Luke chapter 10 and verse 17 through 20, don't rejoice because the devil is subject to you, because all of these was not believers. Judas was one of them, Iscariot. But he said, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. That's why you rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. You have eternal life. All right, so let's go to work here. So I'm going to start off with Malachi 4 and verse 6. That's where we're going. 5 and 6. Malachi, the last prophet in the old covenant before John the Baptist. All right. Now, I gave you these verses this morning. You want to write them down while we're finding that scripture in the back. Malachi, the last book before Matthew, is Malachi. All right. Malachi chapter 4 and verse 5 and 6. Behold, I send you Elijah. Watch this. When? The prophet. Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of God. Now you got to understand something. The dreadful day of God happened in the book of Acts chapter 1 as soon as Jesus died. We know that because John the Baptist came before Jesus. So the reason God sent John the Baptist, because that time had come. See, persecution began when they killed Jesus, but it didn't end. It escalated. So let's look at it. Behold, I send you Elijah. Now, I gave you these verses. I'm not going to go to them. Elijah, you can look up Matthew 11:14. Matthew 17:11. Matthew 11:14. Matthew 17:11. Mark 9:11. When you read Matthew 17:11, read verse 12 with that. Luke 11:17. See, all those books, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all talked about the same thing, that John the Baptist is Elijah. Jesus said, Elijah has come already, and you've done what you will. You killed him. That's what they did with Elijah. They killed Elijah. See, Jesus was Elisha, S-H-A. Elijah lost his power. Remember, his head was cut off. Now he had the decrease because Elisha was coming. Elisha did all the miracles, not Elijah. Elijah had to be there because he had to be the father of ministry before Jesus could enter his ministry. All right. Behold, I send you forth. Remember, you go back and study Elijah. The only way you're going to know that, when you study Elijah, you will find out that Elijah gave his ministry to Elisha. Okay. Remember, he was in the thing, headed to heaven, and Elisha said, my father, the mantle, where's the mantle? And he dropped the mantle on Elisha. So you need to go read that. That's what that means. So that's why Jesus Christ's ministry started immediately, because the mantle that was on, the spirit of the mantle that was on Elijah, now is on Elisha. Okay. That's why you have to understand ministry, because you could be out here with no mantle. All right. Behold, I send you, Elijah the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Now, in verse number 6 says, this is what he's going to do. He's going to turn the hearts of the father to the children, and he's going to turn the hearts of the children to the father. Lest I will come and smite the earth. Talking about Israel. That's the earth. Lest I smite the earth with a curse. All right. We just lost our picture. All right. But let's go back now to show you Joel, right? Let's go to Joel chapter 2, verse 28. The book of Joel. That's okay. That's what happens when you're training. It's, oops. Joel, wrong button. Don't y'all like that? Have y'all trained somewhere? Right. You're training. It, oops. You get some oops. Amen. I'm going to give you oops right quick. Give you a little, break up the little stuff in here. But I was cutting my hair, and I didn't know it. I cut my own hair. I don't have enough to pay nobody to cut, but anyway. See, that's a laugh. That's what I want you to do, laugh. But I was taking the clippers, and I was going down the back part, and the guard came off. And it went, ew. That's one of them oops. And I said, well, I got to do something. I might as well cut it all down and even it out. Y'all want to know why I don't wear my hair like I used to? That's why. I had a oops. All right. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Are you okay? All right. How many ever had a oops? All of us have had a oops on something. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Now watch how this is going to tie in, and you're going to see the gospel of the kingdom. Now the gospel of the kingdom is not here. I'm going to take you to a verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Start with verse 20, and I'm going to read down. I'm going to show you the gospel of the kingdom has already been taken out. The gospel of the kingdom lasted 40 years. When you heard Jesus say the end of the world, he's talking about the end of the gospel of the kingdom. Write that down. Matthew chapter 24, verse 13 and 14. Now, I need somebody to have all this, so feed it back to when I get ready. I'm coming right after this. All right. Now, I'm waiting on Joel chapter 2, verse 28 on the screen. Joel, there we go. It says, and it shall come to pass afterward. You want to underline the word afterward. Why would he say afterward? After Passover. Listen to me now. After Passover. After unleavened bread. After first fruit. That's the word after. So, and it shall come to pass after these things, after Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, that I would pour out my spirit. Because now it will be Pentecost. So you have to know Leviticus, why I asked you to read Leviticus 23. Because you have Passover, unleavened bread, fresh fruit, and then 49 days later you got Passover. So he's saying now after, see, after that, after Passover and unleavened bread and fresh fruit, I will pour out my spirit. Now it will be Passover. Upon all flesh. See, you don't have the Spirit in you. You're not a son. You are a people. Israel was not a son. They were a people of God. That's 1 Peter 2, 5, and 9. They were the people of God. All right? And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And of all my servants and all my handmaids in those days, I will pour out my spirit upon, as upon. And then I will show wonders. That's why they had all of this stuff going on in the gospel of the kingdom. All Jesus' disciples could cast out devils. He had disciples, 12, and then he had 70. All of them cast out devils. So when you read Luke chapter 10, verse 17 through 20, they said, even the devils are subject to us through thy name. Through thy name. They all did it through his name. You still trying to use his name to do it. That's what happened to the son of Sceva. The devil says, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? See, because they were not given authority to use his name. All right. He gave them power, and that was his name, to use his name. And that's what happened with people. They're trying to use Jesus' name, and he did not give you power to use his name. You have Christ in you. That's what you about to find out. You got to know. Know the Christ in you. That's the problem with us. Christ is in us, but we don't know him. Because we still trying to live our life and keep saying, well, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Well, won't you live? Won't you let him live his life through you? But he can't do that because you don't have the knowledge. You got to know him. All right. Watch what he says in verse 30. And I will show wonders in the heavens. Now, you got to get this now because the heavens is Israel, Jerusalem. And I will show wonders in the heaven and earth. The heavens is Jerusalem and earth is Israel. Blood and fire and pillar of smoke because they're going to be dying. The sun, Israel, shall be turned into blood, to darkness. The moon, Israel, shall be turned to blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Now, this is Joel. I'm going to go to Acts and read you the exact same thing that had happened. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, Romans 10, 9 and 10, verse 13. That's what it's about. They had to call on the name of the Lord before they were saved. And that's what people are teaching you is the gospel of the kingdom. They're not teaching you grace. They may say grace sometime, but the message is the gospel of the kingdom. If you are still water baptized in Jesus' name, if you are still water baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, if you are still eating bread off the table, calling it a communion when it's really Passover, you are teaching the gospel of the kingdom. You have not found grace. All right. Now here we go in verse number 31. And the sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood. Now he's talking about Israel before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass. That's why we're going to go to Matthew 24, 29 through 31 next. Okay. But we're going to do Matthew 24, 13 through 15. Write these down. Matthew 24, 13 through 15. And then verse 29 through 31. We'll do it that way. Matthew 24, 13 through 15. And then 29 through 31. We'll go there next. Because that's what I'm sure. The terrible day of the Lord come. So the sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call, there it is, on the name of the Lord, Romans 10, 9 and 10, verse 13, shall be delivered in Mount Zion. For in Mount Zion, that's where Christ is coming from. We gave it already, Romans 11, 26. In Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. Because that's where Jesus is going to come. The deliverer is going to come from Zion. As the Lord has said in the remnant who the Lord shall call. All right, now let's give me those things that you have for me. And I know you got them in order. All right, let's go to Matthew 24. You in Malachi, just go one book forward. Matthew chapter number 24. Matthew chapter 24, and we want to look at, start with verse number 13, I says? Yes. All right, let's start with verse 13. So you need to mark your Bible so you can remember that. In verse 13, remember Jesus' disciples asked him at the beginning of Matthew chapter 24, verse 1, when shall the end of the world come? That's what the question. When shall be the end of the world? Remember, he's talking about in the gospel of the kingdom. There is no end in grace. You are in the dispensation of grace. There is no end. All right, verse 13. But he that shall endure. Now, all the way up here, verse 13. But he that shall endure to the end. To the end, talking about the end of the dispensation of the kingdom. He that endure to the end of the dispensation of the kingdom. Because what's going to happen after the dispensation of the kingdom ended? The gospel of grace is going to be preached by Paul. So one kingdom is ending. Let me give you something for your notes. Luke 16, 16. Just write it down. I'm not going to take you through that back there. You stay where you are unless you can handle it. If you can handle it, go for it. But Luke 16, 16 told you that the dispensation of the law and the prophet had ended. Since that time, the gospel of the kingdom is preached. And he says, and all men press into it. So they were entering into the gospel of the king. They were entering into the kingdom through the believing of the gospel of the kingdom. Let me say it again. You put that up on the screen. If you did, leave it. Let me look at it. Okay. Let me look at it. Did you put it on the screen? Okay, I thought you had it up there. All right, let me just quote it. Luke 16, 16. All right, I'm gonna go to it. Luke 16, 16. You don't have to come back there. I'm going to go and come right back. It said, the law and the prophets were unto John. Okay, they got it. The law and the prophets were unto John. Then it says, since that time. Can't you see you in time now? All right, the kingdom was the last dispensation before grace would come. All right. The law and the prophet was to John. Since that time, since the law and the prophet had ended, now the kingdom of God has come. See, one dimension dispensation ended just like the law and the prophet had ended. Now the kingdom of God has come and is preached. Every man presses into it. That's why now they could go into the kingdom of heaven if they believe the gospel of the kingdom. So as there was a type of yours, you believe the gospel of Christ. Now you don't go into a kingdom. Christ comes in you. Just opposite. Christ can't enter you until you believe the gospel. That's Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. Because the gospel of Christ in the new covenant is in the gospel of Christ is the power of God under salvation. That's the only way you can get salvation. And Christ is your salvation. Once he come in you, you have salvation. All right. Now, I'm going back to Matthew, right? Matthew 24 and verse 13. All right, thank you. Matthew 24, 13. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Can't you see the gospel of the kingdom? You only have saved. You can only get saved. Write this down. The gospel of St. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 10 through verse 15. I'm going to show you they had to be converted. You could not become a son of God under the gospel of the kingdom message. Now just think about all the folks going to church. They have been converted, but they're converted to their denomination. They have been trained to live like the church they go to. That's converted. They act just like Christians. They train. Everything they're told to do. Everything in the church, they are trained to do something. In the new covenant, the Holy Ghost is your teacher. And he lives inside of you. That's why I said you got to listen to him, okay? Here we go. And this gospel. What gospel? The gospel of the kingdom. I'm telling you ahead of time. You are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is about the gospel of the kingdom. He's going to tell you. And this gospel of what? Come on, everybody. The king, everybody. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, all Israel. Now that word, all the world, is Israel. Somewhere down the line, you got to realize the world was Israel. God so loved the world. He's not talking about no planet. He's talking about Israel. He gave his only begotten son to them. You got Christ because they rejected him. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all Israel. That's Matthew 10, 23. When you look at Matthew 10:23, Jesus told them that you would not have gone over the cities of Israel before I return. See, the gospel was to preach to Israel, which was all the world. But it was preached for a witness unto all nations, which was Israel. And then shall the end come. The end of the dispensation would have come, and it was time for grace. You could not be saved in grace. In grace, you were created. So that means at the end of the dispensation of the kingdom, everybody who rejected Christ, didn't believe he was born, the Son of God, did not believe in he was the Messiah, they will be all killed. And a new dispensation started. It will be like as the days of Noah. Jesus told you that in this same chapter. What happened in the days of Noah? Everybody who did not get in the ark died. Everybody that did not get put in Christ died. In Christ, in the ark, the same word. In Christ, you were saved. In the ark, you were saved. So God saved you by putting you in Christ. He did all of that at the cross. All right. Now, while you're there, look at verse number 15. We just read 13, 14, 15. And then we're going to skip down to verse 21. All right. Let's move to verse 15. I want these marked in your Bible. Verse 15 says, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand. I see some places change it until they put it on the corners of the temple. Some of these modern day movies. He wasn't put on the corners of the modern day movies. He was standing in the temple because he took and put his seat in the temple. Thessalonians told you that. And say he's God. Come worship me. Just like the Roman king. That's what you see today. But you don't know what's going on. When a person wants to be, have all power. I've given account to nobody. See, you're living it, looking, but you don't know what you're seeing. And if you don't get yourself outvoted, that's what you're going to have. And don't sit up and holler, blame nobody else. All right. Now let's go to verse number 21. So you keep on watching all my children, days of my life. See what happened? You don't know what's going on. Verse number 21. Then, read, then shall be what? Great tribulation. Now, so that's not in your future. I'm showing you he told them at the gospel of the kingdom. Great tribulation. You read Acts chapter 8, verse 1. There was no tribulation greater than it was in Acts 8, 1. It's not in your future. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, Israel, since this time, no, not ever shall be. And except those days shall be shortened for the elect's sake, no flesh shall be saved. But the days shall be short, and it was. Because if you read Revelation chapter 7, when they were destroying Israel, the Lord stopped everything. And they took Israel out. Maybe I'll read that for you and show it to you. Then any man says, say, lo, here's Christ, or before he's not, I'm not reading that. Go down and read verse 29 is what I want to get to. Verse 29 said, immediately after the tribulation of those days. So that means that Israel continued after the tribulation of those days. Those days had to happen before Paul finished his ministry. Because Paul preached the gospel of grace. So grace had to come. Get me later. You don't know what you're looking for. All right. Immediately after, you could not have sons of God until grace came. You could not be the body of Christ until grace came. Let me move on. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened. I just read you this in Joel chapter 2, verse 28 through 34. This already happened. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not give a light. The stars shall fall from heaven. The stars are the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 sons. They were stars, 12 stars. They fell from Jerusalem. The powers of heaven were shaken. And there appeared the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, And then shall all the tribe, wasn't the 12 tribes of Israel, then all the 12 tribes of Israel are going to mourn. And then shall all the 12 tribes of Israel mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven. They, not you, with power and great glory. All right? And he shall send his angels. If you read the book of Revelation, you'll see this happening. They shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that's what happened. And they're going to gather together his elect from the four winds of the heaven, from one end of heaven to the other. Now let's go and show it to you in Revelation chapter 7. That's the chapter I keep telling you to read. That's what happened. They gathered them out. God had to stop everything so he can get his elect out. That's Revelation chapter 7. I read to you this morning, they were the kings and the priests. Revelation chapter 7. God made them kings and priests. They were God's inheritance. God stopped everything and took them out. Revelation chapter 7. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 1. Let's start with verse 1. Because I want you to see this is Israel. And they was raised from the dead bodily. See, that's what they try to tell you at the funeral. Well, we just going to plant the seed today. Hallelujah. We're going to plant the seed. Put the body in the ground and the Lord's going to come in the mud. Hey, somebody. You ain't going to be putting no ground. Your soul is already with the Lord. See, if you know your covenant, you know what I'm talking about. It's not you that live. It's Christ that lives in you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, you already in Christ. You already have eternal life. Eternal life lives in you now. God put the Son in you. In the Son, there's eternal life. See, if you don't learn how to understand the word, these people do not preach to you the gospel of Christ. They preach to you not the gospel of Christ. They preach to you the kingdom message. That's why Jesus Christ is just as common to them today as it is. If you don't say Jesus, you can't get nothing in them churches. Why? Because they still looking at him naturally. Jesus. God made him now Lord and Christ. They never got there. They don't see him as Christ. They don't see him as Lord. But he said, I must go to the Father. Now he's the Father. So when you pray Abba, Father. So you got to get to know that Christ in you, because he is not just your Father. He is your Lord. He is your Savior. He is your everything. He is your help. He's your deliverer. He's your salvation. He's everything that you need. You don't lack nothing. When God put Christ in you, you got everything. You got all power in you. Christ is the power of God. You got all wisdom in you. Christ is the wisdom of God. You got all knowledge in you. Christ is the knowledge of God. You got all understanding in you. The Holy Ghost is in you to teach you everything that's in you. He's to teach you about the Christ in you. That's why you got to understand. That's why you need to come here, learn about the Christ in you, not about you, but learn about who in you, that I may know him. That message is coming to a theater near you. All right, now watch this. Revelation chapter 7, verse 1. Let's go to work. And after these things, I saw four angels. Now the tribulation has already started. That's Revelation chapter 6. The tribulation has already started. So if you go back to Revelation chapter 6, let's go to Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 first. I'm coming back. I got a couple of messages that I need to finish. Don't forget, I gave you a couple of things I need to get to. Revelation chapter 6, I'm just going to show you the tribulation started. Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. Revelation 6 and 1. And I saw when the Lamb had opened the seal. See, that started the tribulation, the opening of the seventh seal. Whenever you get to Revelation chapter 6, the last book in the Bible, chapter 6, verse 1. Revelation chapter 6 and 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. How many know there's seven seals? He opened one of the seals. And I heard as it was the noise of thunder and the four beasts saying, come and see. Then you saw the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, and the pale horse. All of these brought all of this stuff upon the earth, upon Israel to destroy it. And then I want to take you over to under the pale horse, and let's look at verse 9. Go to verse 9. Why was this happening to them? And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar what? The souls of them that were slain for the word of God. So all these people's dying because they believe the word of God. You're going to die under the gospel of the kingdom. You had to give your life. That's why Jesus said, if a man follow me, you got to take up your cross. He's not talking about no patty cake. That means you're going to have a cross like I got. Like them two men that came with him to the cross. There were three men on the cross. They carried their own cross. That's what he means by take up your cross and follow me. He's not talking about just lift them up. No, you got a cross to carry on the gospel of the kingdom. Everybody followed Jesus. They had a road called Roman Road. And they had a road, just nobody but people who were crucified. So everybody talking about they following Jesus, they come on down. Your spot right here. Called Roman's Road. So you got to understand. He's not talking about, he said, if any man follow me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. Because that's what you're going to get if you follow me. On the gospel of the kingdom, you lost your life. But if you lose your life for his sake in the gospel, the same shall gain his life. That was what God gave him. That's why God raised him from the dead. Look at verse number, we're in Revelation chapter 6 and verse number 9. One more time. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain. They were beheaded. That's how they kill you then. They were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. They did not deny him. That's why Jesus said, if you deny me, I deny you. That's why you had confession. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Oh, you're going to lose your life, but you're going to be saved. That's what it meant. And they cried with a loud voice, how long, O Lord? Now, these people already souls around the altar. How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on earth? These people are already around the altar in heaven. And white robes were given unto every one of them, as it was said unto them that they should rest a little season until their fellow servants and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. That's what you got to understand. All right. Now, I'm not going to go no more because I got a couple of things I need to do. I gave somebody Matthew. We didn't finish it. Did I finish Matthew 24? I have no more notes. Nobody knows do I have any more notes. Anything I gave you that I say I'm going to go to. What I got, son? Matthew 24, 29 through 31. Did I just do that? Revelation chapter 7? Oh, okay, I just did Revelation chapter 7. I didn't do none of that. All right, let's go to Revelation chapter 7. All right, this was the people. This is going to be it. Revelation chapter 7. You all been good today. I didn't have to fuss. I'm telling you, man, I got so much word, man. This is it here. Revelation chapter 7. I didn't have to fuss. Ain't that awesome? All right, Revelation chapter 7 and verse 1. Thank you, brother. This is why I say I won't close out, okay? Are you there? Revelation 7 and 1. Now read. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on the tree. Can't you see angels are stopping these plagues? That's what Revelation chapter 1. Remember that if it wasn't for God's grace, the elect would have been destroyed. So he had to stop the angels. Because he wants the angels to tell them to do something, it's done. All right? Here in verse number 1, after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth. He's talking about standing on the four corners of the promised land. Because these angels in the book of Revelation chapter 7, they get ready to destroy Israel. You got to understand that. But here, that the winds should not blow on them, nor any sea or any tree. And I saw another angel sent from the east, having a seal of the living God. He cried with a loud voice unto the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. These angels are going to hurt them. And then this angel is going to stop and say, don't hurt them until I seal them. That's Ezekiel chapter number 9, 1 through 11. You get a chance to read that. You'll see that Jesus Christ is in there, and there's another angel following him. So everybody, when Jesus Christ in the ministry of the gospel of the kingdom, everybody that would deny him, there was an angel behind him, wrote his name. Just like the people who believe, the angel wrote his name, believe. When the people denied, he wrote their name, that they denied him. So that's why you will see, if you deny me, I will deny you. If you confess me before men, I confess. See, that was the angel following him right down when people rejected God or people who didn't want. So when it came down to the tribulation, they knew. That's what Ezekiel 9 is about. There was an angel following the Lord, and everyone that did not receive Christ, the angel wrote his name down. But everyone that believed, they were sealed. See, you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. That's your seal. That's 2 Corinthians 1, 22, 23. 21, 23. You've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. That's how God knows who you are. When I say seal, that means stamp of approval. Listen, I don't think you understand. If anybody wants somebody not to mess with something, you seal it. You go to the store all the time and shop canned goods. Everything you pick up has been sealed. You don't serve nothing that's been opened. They seal stuff for long lasting. God wants you to last eternally. That's why he sealed you with the Holy Spirit. I know you'll catch on. And I saw another angel, verse number 2, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth, saying, look, hurt not the earth. See, the angels stopped them. Nor the sea, nor the tree, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. Now, that's who I talked about this morning. These are the 144,000 who were called the saints, and they were also, this morning, they were called the royal priesthood, the holy nation, a kingdom of priests. That's who they are, 144,000. All right, you will see them in the end of the chapter of the book of Revelation. All right. Verse number 3 said, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the tree, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. So they had the name Jesus in their forehead. That what they sealed. All right. Verse number 4. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of Israel. That's who was sealed. But you were sealed with the Holy Spirit as a son. See, you weren't sealed as a people of God who will be a royal priesthood, holy nation, peculiar people. That's not you. You're not a kingdom of priests. You are sons. But sons of God also has been sealed. So you, nobody can take the Spirit from you, because your soul is in Christ, sealed forever. That's your eternal life. One thing the Lord said to me, and I want to just share this with you, because this is what he said to me. I know it was to me personally, but I just want to share with you, okay? He said, when they found grace, they lived longer. He said, why people live a long time before Adam ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? He said, they was in the dispensation of grace. That's why I told the Lord. He said, son, they lived a long life, didn't they? And I said, yes, Lord. I know what you're telling me. So I said, Lord, you know what? I'm going to live a long, long time. Now give the Lord a great big hand. Why? Because you are in the dispensation of grace. But it's not enough just to be there. You got to find grace. Once the Holy Spirit come live in you, You now have eternal life living in you to keep you alive forever. You do nothing to interfere with it. That's your job. Don't do nothing to interfere with it. You live, let the life in you live, because the life in you is eternal. Let him live his life. Come to you, young lady. Come on, stand up on your feet. Let's give the Lord a great big hand as we close. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Can we get the Lord a big hand? I am so proud of you today. I didn't have to fuss at nobody. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. All right, verse number 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Read. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you have received and where you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. I deliver to you, first of all, that which I also received, how Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scripture. Christ's death, burial, and resurrection is what you have to believe for the Holy Spirit to come inside of you, for Christ to enter into you and me. Hey, my time is up. I thank you for yours. And the door of faith is open unto you.